Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio is Cheryl Indelicato. She is the proprietor of the Handcraft Artisan Collection, a very nice line of wines from California. How long has Handcraft been in business?
Well, we just launched Handcraft a year ago. January, I started out crisscrossing the country and launching it with our distributors and sales team.
With a marvelous name of Indelicato, you're obviously Italian, and your family's been in the wine business for a long time.
We've been in the wine business for over 80 years. Grandpa left Italy at the age of 19 and sailed his way across the Atlantic and came through Ellis Island and worked his way across the United States and met his bride, my grandmother, in Lodi. We've been in the business for a long time.
And you grew up in this?
I grew up in the business. I absolutely did. You could say I basically have wine in my blood. Actually, when I was only 5 years old, it wasn't child labor. Laws were broken, but I did work on the bottling line for a couple of hours a day when they needed me and earned a silver dollar that I still have.
You're doing a lot of the standard California varietals that one would expect, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Petite Syrah. What I like about this, first off, the price points on all these are very, very reasonable, correct?
They are. $10 to $12, you should be able to find them in the marketplace. But what makes them distinctive is that we've added an Italian varietal to each of them, such as on the Chardonnay is an Italian varietal called Malvasia Bianca, which we grow at our Monterey vineyard.
And the Pinot Noir, what have you added to that?
Oh, we've added some beautiful Tuscan Sangiovese, as well in the Cabernet and the Petite Syrah, some Zinfandel as well on the Petite Syrah.
Now, you have decided that part of your label, and this is sort of your small portion of the family business, Handcraft is kind of your thing, correct?
It is my baby all the way. That's right.
Right. You decided that you wanted to give some of this to breast cancer research.
Well, before I came back to work at the winery full time, I did become a registered nurse, and I also wanted to have the opportunity to be able to give back. And so a portion of the proceeds last year, $100,000, was donated to breast cancer research, awareness, and prevention. And we also walked two of the Susan G. Komen 60-mile, three-day walks, one in San Francisco and one in Atlanta.
I have to ask you about your labels because I think they're really fascinating. When you look at them, they just sort of look colorful. But then when you look closer, you've done something really, I think, rather clever with them.
Thanks for noticing. We're hoping that people take a second look. And what we're trying to do and what you noticed right away was that it's a flavor cue label. What you see on the label is what you're going to be experiencing on the palate. So on the Chardonnay, there's some pictures of pear and citrus, some butterscotch, little candies, which is what you're going to be experiencing with the Malvasia. The birds and the leaves are a tribute to how we farm our land sustainably and the certification that we receive from Wine Institute. So we've done that on all of the labels.
I think it's really clever, and it's nice to know what's in your wine.
It takes away the intimidation. Mm-hmm. You know, if people want to know what they're going to experience, something that they can look at and enjoy.
Cheryl Indelicato is the proprietor of Handcraft Artisan Collection Wines, and it is a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much for speaking with us, and I have to say you have the best winemaker name ever.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information on Handcraft Wines, you can find them at handcraftwines.com. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.